Okay, we're ready to, go.
Call the July 7, 2015 Economic Development, Tourism, Housing, and Planning Transit Committee to order. Okay. 4-1, what are we going to be watching first?
Well, you're going to call on Ken, and he will tell us what we're going to watch.
All right, I'd like to ask Deputy Executive Ken Cornell. We're going to see a movie, and he's going to give us a presentation.
Hopefully not too long a movie. Thank you, Jim. What we wanted to do tonight is share with you some of the work the Office of Economic Development's been doing with the Economic Development Alliance. I know that last year, when we went back and forth over the funding, and we wanted to come back to you and share some of the work that we've done. You know, I know you've all seen in the paper over the last several months that it's constantly reported that Ulster County, within the Hudson Valley region, has the highest percentage of private sector job growth. And people always ask, well, how is that? Where is that coming from? And through a lot of our work and digging through those numbers, it's so clear to us where that growth is coming from is from small, technology-based startup companies that are popping up all over Ulster County, in particular Kingston, up in the down in New Paltz, Rosedale, up in the Woodstock area, and it's funny, you see it when you live and you work here. Like, I'm here all day long. You see a lot of fresh faces, a lot of new things happening. On the weekends, you see a lot of families and they're going to the farmers market. And this has been a tremendous growth area for Ulster County. And as you know, we spend a lot of Suzanne's efforts are spent on retention and building the base of what we already have here. And what we really wanted to do was, you know, we know this is a ripe opportunity. We wanted to put together something more proactive, something to really play off and attract new jobs based upon this growth that we're seeing here in the county. So what we've done is we worked through the Economic Development Alliance. Vice Chairman Maloney is a member, T.J. Briggs. We had a presentation to that board last week. And so what we did, and I wanted to introduce Suzanne Holt, the Director of Economic Development, to come in, kind of explain to you the whole concept for the effort that we're doing, give you some of the details, and then share some of the materials that are part of that effort. So Suzanne, I'll turn it over to you.
Sure. So I'm really excited because what you're actually looking at is a live website. We just went live about an hour ago. It's part of the campaign, and what we've, with the Economic Development Alliance, with the county's funding, have been doing what we're calling a tech entrepreneur campaign, which includes, and I'll pass out, here's our own central services just made these copies, so it's not the best quality paper, but just so you can see what some of the collateral. I'll pass these down for you to share there as well so everybody can see them. It's a micro campaign. We're kicking it off literally today, and the culmination is going to be September 12th with a bus trip of New York City tech business owners who would potentially consider moving to Ulster County. And what we've, through our research, learned is that the people who would consider coming to Ulster County are coming here because of the quality of life. And it's the small business owners, the 2 to 10 person business owners that we're hoping to attract. And so the EDA has contracted with Raleigh Green. He's a local PR and marketing firm in Port Ewan. And we've also contracted with Evolving Media and Ellen Bogan to do some videos. And they work together. This is the website, and we can actually see the video. I have the video on the flash drive, or I don't know if you just click the red arrow there.
You can get it to work right here on the website.
Yeah, let's see if we could just see it right on the website.
Oh,
except
we need sound.
And also, this kid, there's a lifestyle that you can have up here that
can you blow it up? Or?
It may.
It's really wilderness, like right there. People here tend to do what they love to do.
Whether you're growing a company or.
And again, there's a very specific market that we're trying to attract. These are people that are kind of in that 35 to 45 bracket, people that are looking to start a family.
Yeah, we're raising kids.
Should we start it over?
Yeah,
let's start it over.
I feel a sense of freedom living somewhere where I am able to express myself, and live comfortably.
There's a lifestyle that you can have up here that
these people are actually they're rock stars in this tech world, and they live here in Ulster County.
Wilderness, like right there. People here tend to do what they really love to do.
Whether you're growing a company or raising kids, it takes a village, and Ulster County really has both the people, the talent, and the support networks to provide that.
It was draining. Living in New York City was draining.
So we would come up here a bunch and just to basically get out of the city and have more space.
You start to think, wow, wouldn't it be nice if we lived here?
Where I live, I can walk to the DMV, the post office, the grocery store.
Houses and places you can get up here compared to the studios and one bedrooms that we were living in Brooklyn were just like, there is no comparison. It's just like a whole different world.
Living in Ulster County is all about the quality of life.
Within 5 minutes of the office, I can be riding my bike on a secluded country road in the mountains.
We like being able to do our work and then step outside from our work right into, you know, a field or a creek or a mountain.
It really allows a lot more time in your personal life, even while you're involved in a very fast-paced industry.
We're not on top of each other. We have room to breathe.
Really vibrant community, you know, that of people who are doing amazing work and really excited about everything that's going on here.
I feel a big part of the arts community. The music scene here is great too, and you can just grab a drink and listen to one of your favorite bands. We also have like 20 or 30 restaurants within walking distance to our house. We have a great farmer's market every Saturday. There's a festival for everything. There's a garlic festival.
There's a cupcake festival. Strawberry festival.
The community here is about a local merchants who are following their passion.
So many people doing creative things.
I was really surprised finding the Hudson Valley tech community and what was up here, not only in the Hudson Valley, but actually in my own neighborhood.
There's starting to be meaningful networking opportunities up here.
I want a more robust tech community so that people come here and stay here.
Ulster County offers a tremendous talent and workforce base here that people just don't really think about.
There's lots of digital companies around here who are really strong and compete not just sort of in the local and regional level, but compete on a national level for clients.
We're very much running a virtual company here.
There's one mistake that I made in starting this business. It's not tapping into the county resources earlier than I did. When we asked them questions about a startup in New York, they had tangible answers, things we actually could do to learn more about it, become a part of it if we qualified, and actually make it happen.
And we have access to everything we need right here.
Even though we live in a remote setting, when we get a call and the job is in Albany or New York or Boston, I'm able to just hop in the car and be there in a few hours. And not only is it by train only an hour and a half from Midtown, you've got Wi-Fi, you've got power, so you can plug in your laptop and be online the entire way. With a lower operating cost, we're able to have face-to-face with happy clients all over the country and have it fit with our business model. Moving up to Ulster County enabled us to lower our cost of business, and that enabled us to care more for our clients.
Doing business in Ulster County is lovely.
Doing business in Ulster County is sustainable. Doing business in Ulster County is gorgeous.
Liberating. Liberating.
Yeah. I love the giggle at the end.
It's so great. The people that all contributed their time, these are the exact same people that are coming here and flourishing.
Yeah.
And as you review this website, you're going to see that there's individual testimonials. This is done very well, where it's very, this is like the longest video, but there's like little snippets, and it's designed to be like a social media campaign. Really, it's right in the wheelhouse of the people that we're trying to attract. It's got, you know, just little snippets, thinking it's all geared toward learning about Ulster County, but also, you know, taking a chance and getting on this red carpet bus tour. Trailways has been amazing. They've donated the bus for the day.
Oh, that's great.
There's a whole tour of the whole county with a lot of fun things, you know, lunch at Mohonk, tour of the 3D engineering or 3D printing at SUNY New Paltz, going to the farmer's market, and it all culminates with a dinner cruise on the Teal, and then they go home that night. And it's thoughtful, actually. there's almost too much to do in a day. So they really tried to gear it. And again, it's something proactive. It's something different. We think it's fresh. We know counties all over the Hudson Valley are trying to tap into this growth segment. We're all seeing it. I think us a little bit more so than some of the others, but everyone's trying to figure out how to tap in it. So I think it's this something that it's kind of our, we're the first ones out of the gate doing it, and we're really looking for the buy-in of the committee. And as we kind of start small and think about, you know, does this work, and really, you know, making some more substantial investments in this area based upon the results, we'll be able to measure everything, see that, you know, were we successful, and measure that, and come back to the committee and talk about those results, you know, at a later date.
When you say a buy-in from the committee, what do you? What,
other than, again, we're, you know, we're not spending a lot of money on this campaign.
No, I didn't know if you wanted a resolution
please be part of this. Let's see how we do, and if we come back to you to support a larger initiative, you'll know kind of where we started and where we came to. So.
It would be helpful to also, you know, figure out how you're going to track the success of it.
So,
you know,
we set up the Google Analytics already.
Okay.
And we're going to be tracking everybody who comes to it. Raleigh Green actually did a subcontract with Dragon Search.
Okay.
And this is what they do, is these kind of social media campaigns. And so they've already been talking to our IS, because literally the site just went live.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can track
minutes ago,
right? I came running in here to Fawn. Can we do this?
Said yes.
She said, "Look, I can." Yes. So.
And we just added to the statistics.
So I would say the tracking are two things. I would say one is going to be Google Analytics, and the other is going to be, do we get the people on the bus?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's going to be a tangible.
Talk about the New York City Tech Meetup and our sponsor.
Right. So
right.
We the EDA is sponsoring the Hudson Valley Tech Meetup. It meets every other month here in Ulster County and every other month in Poughkeepsie. It's got 500 members, which is an enormous deal for right here in Ulster County to have 500 people who are belonging to this tech group. New York City has 40,000 members. And the reason that Kale and Jeremy and Raleigh are not here tonight to talk to you is because they're at the New York City Tech Meetup getting us ready to sponsor it next month. So August 4th, we're going to be, the UlsterForBusiness.com is going to be sponsoring the New York City Tech Meetup at the NYU Skirball Theater. And we're hoping to get Adirondack Creamery to give out free ice cream, that's not a done deal yet. But, we're hoping to go there and really promote Ulster County as a great place to do business. Surprisingly, the New York Tech Meetup people are encouraging us to sponsor them and to be part of, like, they understand that people can come up here and be more creative. And so we were worried that they were going to feel competitive or whatever. They're like, please, you know, lots of our members have second homes there. This is awesome. So in addition to the brochures that I handed out, there's going to be a huge social media push. There was an ad, Upstater Magazine is owned by the Chronogram, but it's not distributed here. It's distributed in Manhattan and Brooklyn, and it's an online magazine, and so we took out an advertisement there, which I thought was a great way to still buy local and meet the need, you know, of this campaign. But I think really, let's see who's on the bus, let's see who comes. And also, just as an aside, which has nothing to do with this campaign, but I thought it was exciting because it wasn't here. It was I had, breakfast yesterday morning at the Kerhonkson Diner and met with a tech entrepreneur who has a second house in Kerhonkson. And he was saying, they live in Manhattan and he needs a call center and research, people to do research. And he was looking at Salt Lake City and he was looking at Las Vegas. And he's like, but I want to be here. He's like, can we do this here? And so I instantly hooked him up with Lisa Berger from the Office of Employment and Training, and we're going to set up a meeting with SUNY Newport because those are the people that he needs, the recent graduates from there, and set him up with one of the local realtors so that he can work on finding a space for the call center / research. But, that was Kerhonkson. That's not Kingston. And so I just thought, another one, and it's really exciting.
It'd be great to be able to expand it beyond Kingston, but we have some challenges, as you know, with the broadband hookup. So that's where all of this is going to converge. It's going to be critical to try and drive that.
We're working with the state trying to get that broadband for all. The governor made that great announcement, but there doesn't seem to be a mechanism to actually get any of the money.
but there's stuff we can do in the interim.
Yes, no, you're right.
Which is critical to being able to be teed up by the time they figure out how they're going to, divvy up the money. If we have an assessment and understand where we have access, where we need more access, where we need connections and we don't have them, what the speed levels are. I mean, I think that if we do all that groundwork, I think we'll be poised to hopefully tap into it, because we do have, you know, we have some issues there.
Yeah,
definitely,
any,
you're right.
Any effort is going to pay dividends.
Yeah.
This small campaign in particular is kind of our first time, you know, really
Thank
doing
you.
Something hyper-focused, very specific. I think it's going to do well. We'll see. We'll know what it's done and whether we can measure it.
It'll be exciting. You'll know the 8th. That's where they'll be signing up for the bus trip in September.
We'll see how quickly it sells out. We'll see. I mean, they could sell up right up until the 11th if it doesn't sell out.
It wouldn't surprise me if they go to the New York City Tech Group now and they're not filling the bus stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, and it's so thoughtful. They have, like, Raleigh, who contracted with a group that does, like, will go to a meeting and be like an ambassador and make sure people go to the table and what's going on. And it's very well thought out. And again, I'm impressed with, again, a lot of people are kind of new faces here, but in this world of New York City technology, and everyone we've selected this, it really are people that, you know, geez, wow, you know, in that world, like, oh, the base camp, this woman's one of a handful.
Oh, Paperless Post? I mean, that's a big one.
This woman's
yeah.
one of a handful of programmers nationally.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, she chooses to live here, she loves it here. And she lives in Kingston, and, you know, and she can work right from home, and it's amazing. It's kind of this new area for us that we're seeing a lot of growth, and a lot of people are trying to figure out how to tap into it. And I think we've got it right. Let's see. Let's certainly, you know, love to get any feedback from the committee, thoughts about, you know, what did we miss, you know, and we didn't cover all of it. But.
Trying to think what
happened.
So,
job.
I think the video is very excellent. Production quality. I was looking at the handout that you gave, so there's kind of a caveat, like with the discussion of the Ulster County competitive wage structure. So obviously it's implicit that wages are going to be higher in like southern New York as relative to here, and they're broken down the different industries, and it's showing wages like in southern Hudson Valley, and you would assume in metropolitan New York area, etc. So our New York average wage, and it's showing that the average wage is
yeah.
lower in Ulster County. So I mean,
it's a tough one.
Right. So it could attract potential businesses because they say, gee, we could pay a lower wage, and our operating costs are going to be lower because in most industries the cost of labor is 65 to 70% of total cost of operation. But you know, it also makes you think, too, as an elected official, that we want people to earn, a livable wage, because when they don't earn a livable wage, then you have, you know, the earned income tax credit on the federal level, you have more social services to pay out on the county and state level, so it hurts, you know, society when this happens. So I actually have a self-generated idea that I'm working on myself, where there's an industry that I noticed that's not far from Saugerties when I was traveling back from a legislative conference. It's a very large employer, one of the largest employers in upstate New York, and I've done some research on it. It's in a very profitable industry, and they only have one facility in upstate New York, and I think Kings Highway and Saugerties would be a great fit. So I'm like, the problem is they're based in the United Kingdom and Australia, so I have to maybe look into getting a foreign calling card. I did research on the recent history of the company, this particular manufacturing facility. I called some numbers that are available on the internet, and everything is just for like customer service for products. So it's something I'll definitely touch base
Talk
with you. And I've been,
sure.
I've been talking about it with the with certain members of the Economic Development Board in Saugerties, and with the Greg Helmsmortal. I'm thinking we could all coordinate together. It's just brainstorming, you know.
That's great.
You never know, but you don't know if you don't try.
Sure.
Because we need more of that here, too. This is great, but we also need, you know, if we could get a large employer that's going to bring, you know, good living wage to the area, that's what we also definitely need, too. And, you know, this will help. I mean, anybody would be impressed by seeing that video, whether it's somebody that's a small entrepreneur or a large company. That video would be effective at selling Ulster County as a place to come.
Thank you for that. And when they dig into it a little bit further, and it's not just the wage structure, it's a lot of things. We don't pay the MTA tax here. You get all the benefits of the Hudson Valley and the location, but you don't, there's a lot of taxes, state taxes, that you don't have to pay here in Ulster County.
Mm-hmm.
To register a vehicle is less expensive here. There's a lot of things that kind of compound, and a lot of the entrepreneurs that are part of this thing that's happening, that are testifying here, they're realizing that very quickly, and they're like, that's why they're choosing Ulster County versus across the river or south of here.
Yeah, that's great though, because if you look at it, if you look at the history of, you know, upstate and central New York, southern tier region, you know, areas like Oneonta, New York, Sydney, New York, Binghamton, New York, they had a lot of manufacturing jobs that have left the area in the last 50 years. And, you know, greenbacking, where companies set up in rural areas, you know, with the proliferation of the global economy and after NAFTA came about the last, you know, 22 years, a lot of jobs, a lot of those jobs have all gone overseas with these, with these global companies. And we can get them to come back to rural areas. You know, the premise behind traditional greenbacking, you know, the fact that operating costs and wages are some, you know, whatever lower in different industries, you know, if that's what it takes, it's better than having people unemployed. So, I mean, it is, like I said, it's a caveat, it's a double-edged sword, but, you know, it's worthy discussion of looking at all perspectives of it.
I agree.
Thanks, but like I said, if you have any questions, please call Suzanne or myself. And again, this is kind of the nutshell, it's what we're doing. You're going to start seeing it in the paper rolling out. And
now we can go to the website and
see
all the
stuff. So when you get questions, I want to make sure the committee understands what it is, what we're trying to accomplish, and
there's going to be a few other. One video I saw is not live yet, but one is live, and then or two are live. The third one isn't, and then there's going to be changing videos.
Right.
One other thing I just wanted to mention on another topic, the Economic Development Alliance is also sponsoring, as part of the education series, the quarterly Building Ulster County Together breakfast. You all should have been invited. It's this Wednesday, next Wednesday. It's a week from tomorrow.
I don't think we can.
Okay, let me. But I'm glad I'm telling you about it, because you all should have been on the automatic invite list. Everybody on this committee. It's Wednesday, July 15th. It's always the third Wednesday, the third month of the third week. So it's Wednesday, July 15th at 8 a.m. at Wiltwyck. And the speaker this month, the speakers are from the ARC of Ulster County, Ulster and Green. And it's actually really fascinating what they're doing. Their mission is changing, and so these breakfasts are normally for the real estate community. Because their mission is changing so much, it's going to have an enormous impact on real estate throughout the county. So that's part of the tie-in, but another part is the way that they partner with for-profit businesses. They've recently started a number of for-profit businesses, and they have a number of other partnerships. So we expect it to be a really interesting breakfast, and I apologize if you didn't get the invitation. I'll talk to my staff and make sure that you get it tomorrow. But
we'll get it out to everybody.
It's every quarter, and so I'll give you as a preliminary. So this month, July, is the CEO and the CFO of the ARC of Ulster and Green County. July, August, September, October is Jonathan Drapkin from Pattern for Progress, and January it looks like it's going to be Bob Dandrew from the Local Economies Project. So nobody else knows that but you.
Oops. Now the whole world.
And the whole world. Okay. So thank you for having me tonight.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, of course.
Thank you.
Thank you, TJ. All right. First of all, Adams. I apologize.
We were worried.
Well, I got, like, you didn't call me. I got stuck in 209. I got stuck in Route 209, 40 miles an hour all the way to Mountville, so I apologize.
And Tracy Bartels called.
And I didn't kill anybody, so I wanted. I had to leave around quarter of. So, John, you're up. I know John made a presentation to the Elmer Warson Chamber of Commerce this morning about the same topic we're going to speak about now, and we did pass support for that unanimously. And
that too dark?
He was good enough to give us a draft letter. That we'll put together to make sure we send out. So I know he's gotten full support from the town as well. So he's got some great ideas there. So if you
and the Trails Advisory Committee also supported the effort in bringing it forth. So it's been vetted everywhere.
Johnny, have you run through the RVBA? Have they given you support?
No.
Okay. We'll make sure we do that too. Okay, John, you're up.
Okay. I was telling Kathy when she came in, it was 7 years ago I taped my map up to the screen there. I was introducing this idea to people that Colony Farm, the Eastern Correctional Facility Dairy, was closed down on June 1st, 2008. The Ulster County Planning Department compiled the community's request for its reuse as farmland with recreational trails and sent them to New York State is a PowerPoint presentation. So,
how many acres is it?
What we're concerned with here is 500 of the 700 acres of the former prison farm. Not being used right now. It was leased out for 5 years, extended the lease for another year, and now nothing is being grown there. Some hay was being cut at Colony Farm last year. I don't know if that's going to happen again this year.
We're trying to make sure it is, because it's going to impact the fields of the neighbors. We're working on it.
Yeah. So the town of Worsing applied for this consolidated funding application grant 2 years ago. That time we didn't have the letter of support from the Department of Corrections that the various state agencies have told us since then that we needed to have in order to get the grant money. So last year we got a letter of support from the Department of Corrections, from the Commissioner of Corrections, and the last paragraph says, "Doc supports the town's application, and you may use this correspondence as an indication of that support. Decisions regarding ultimate use and disposition are matters to be addressed after the town study is completed." So it sounds to me like the state is waiting to see the results of this study to decide what to do with the property. So, like I said, it's 500 acres of property as big as the Neverly property.
As of right now, it's still owned by the correctional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, owned by New York State, and I guess technically managed by the Office of General Services. Just quickly show you that maybe you recognize that on Route 209 in Kerhonkson. Just going to give you a quick slideshow. This is at the top of the farm. It's a long, narrow property that extends up into the foothills of the Catskills. Stunning. It's a really beautiful property. Ridge. This is a farm lane that we think could be a recreational trail. Aerial view of, excuse me, this one. This is the farmyard there, Colony Farm. There's two parcels here that are part of Colony Farm that go up into the Catskills. 100 acres of, 100 acres of fields there. It'd be nice if this worked.
Nope. Can you stand up and point to it so we know what you're, thank you.
So we've got two parcels here. Mm-hmm. These are two parcels on Fort Bend Road, and this is the parcel across the street from the Walmart. So we're actually, this parcel and this parcel are not part of the application. This one, and these two are.
Yes. Point out where Lippin Park is, where the town park is.
Yep. So this is the closed landfill. So I guess Lippin Park. Would be
right about there.
And Colony Farm adjoins the Fernoykill State Forest, 5,000 acres state forest, which adjoins Lippman Park. So it could all be part of one big complex. Right now, our town is thought of as a prison town and a former Borscht Belt town. Another way of looking at it is that because of the geography of the place, because the prison farm is right between the public lands of the Catskills and the Shongums, it can be used to join the two together. So we call it the Catskill Shongum Greenway.
This button here at the top will do a pointer.
Okay. Test that out. There we go. Catskill Shongum Greenway proposes reusing the prison farm as a corridor for trails, bikeways, hang gliding, farming, food production, and agritourism. The preserved farmland will connect the public parklands of the Catskills and the Shongums. The area is recognized by the New York State Open Space Plan as a valuable corridor for wildlife, and the 2015 plan will note the possibility of agritourism and trails in the Catskill-Shongum Greenway. So they are endorsing the idea of agritourism on the former Doc's prison farm. A Catskill-Shongum Greenway trail could connect the D&H Corridor Rail Trail, which is now being called the O&W Rail Trail, Minnewaska State Park, Colony Farm, Vernoykill State Forest, and Catskill Park beyond. Together with the current route of the long path, it creates a loop off the rail trail to the Catskills. This is a map that the planning department did, and I put some labels on. Let's see, here's the 09, the farmyard again. Hang Gliding Hill, here's the farm lane, which conveniently adjoins some old logging roads. And the DEC has told us that if we get permission from the Department of Corrections to have a trail on the on their property, that they would allow a connector trail right here. Connector trail conveniently hooks up with the proposed Ulster County Non-Motorized Transportation Plan bike route on Rogue Harbor Road, which is a lovely level gravel road that goes through the state park. Another quick look at here's the rail trail. There's 209, so the rail trail is kind of parallel to 209. If you're when the rail trail is completed, it'll come through here, the purple line. If you're riding on the rail trail, you might not never know that there's thousands, tens of thousands of acres of Catskill Park up there. But what we're proposing is to have a loop going up through Colony Farm and then back down on the Ulster County Non-Motorized Transportation Plan bike route, which connects back up with the rail trail. Long Path, a hiking trail that extends from the George Washington Bridge to the Adirondacks. It goes through the Shongums, and its former route was mostly on roads. About 2 years ago, it was rerouted down through Minnewaska State Park into my neighborhood right here, where it goes on to the future rail trail and then goes between those two prison farm parcels on Port Bend Road, crosses 209, goes up into the Vermont Hill State Forest. And here's that Rogue Harbor Road that I talked about that could be a bike route. So we've become a real kind of a
Can you just
network.
Go? Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Just go back because I hadn't seen these before.
Right.
The orangey yellow line that's parallel to the long path. What is that?
That's the former route.
The old
long path.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and it's not being used anymore.
No.
Okay.
They prefer not to be on roads if they can.
Oh, it's all road. Okay.
More road.
The Mid-Hudson Regional Sustainability Plan suggested project list. I said that wrong. The Mid-Hudson Regional Sustainability Plan suggested project list includes number 43, repurpose the former prison farm in Wawarsing as a Catskill Shongum Greenway and hang gliding site. And then a year later, here we are hang gliding at Colony Farm. The Mountain Wings hang gliding school in Ellenville has gotten permission for the Hang Gliding Association to use the hill. I think that is great about this is that we've had hang gliding for, 40, 50 years, whatever it's been, and not much of a spectator sport. But at this site, you can actually see them from Route 209, and it would actually be a real traffic stopper, I think. You don't need a 30-foot-high concrete garden gnome to attract people to your farm like Kelders do. Hang gliders are the iconic image of the Ellenville area, and our proposed practice hill is now an actual practice hill is near Route 209. Mountain Wings Hang Gliding School has received a permit to use the hill, which will be a great attraction along the Shawnee Mountain Scenic Byway. There's your comic relief. Colony Farm could be a model dairy and farm hub with a smart barn and robotic milking system like Great Brook Farm in Carlisle, Massachusetts. I don't want this to be like the history of farming. I want to see state-of-the-art stuff going on at this farm if it's possible. Like, bring it right into the 20th century. The site was once proposed to be a solar farm and could be powered by solar energy. Low electric costs and fewer manual labor jobs would certainly help attract a farm family to lease the property. Great Brook Farm State Park leases a once-abandoned farm to a family business that operates a dairy and busy ice cream shop. together with the park's miles of mountain biking trails that attracts 100,000 visitors a year. This is a park on a once-abandoned dairy that's actually in public parkland in Massachusetts. So it's sort of a model for what could be done at Colony Farm, regardless of what government entity owns the property. Colony Farm's vast road frontage on Route 209, the Shawnee Mountain Scenic Byway, make it ideal for a farmer's market or roadside bicycle and pedestrian path. Agritourism brings together Wawarsing's communities. The farm could be a Rondout Valley Agritourism Welcome Center. And one good thing about that is that right now traffic often turns north off of Route 4455, and they don't know that our town is there. Colony Farm is just, I think, 6 or 7 miles from the entrance to Minnewaska State Park. So we got people being turned away from Minnewaska State Park on Saturday and Sunday mornings in the summertime because the park is full, the people don't know what to do. They go back to New Falls because they don't know. They think that there's a cliff on the other side of the mountain, too. They think that it's the end of the world, you know, and they don't know to come down into the Rondout Valley and do things. The Napanoc-Wawarsing-Karhoxin area has a heritage of farm-to-table resorts. Yama Farms Resort in Napanoc had its own dairy, as did the Fordmore Estate, now Soya Zivka, and Venus Lodge in Port Bend served organic food in the 1950s. The Ellenville-Karhoxin area can be revitalized as a recreational gateway community for the Catskills and the Shawangams. What I would love to see is for Ellenville and Karhoxin to be the new pulse of the western slope of the Cats of the Shawangams and for the foothills of the Catskills. The rail trail and scenic byway can be reimagined as an emerald necklace connecting the Neville Resort to green spaces in Ellenville and Karhoxin, Lippman Park, Colony Farm, Minnewaska State Park, and Veterans Park in Ackward. The Wildlands Network has designated the Catskill Shawangam Greenway one of 16 essential wildlife habitats along the Eastern Wildway, a wildlife corridor that stretches from Florida to Canada. I think that's kind of prestigious that our area is recognized that way. We have a historic one-room schoolhouse next door to Colony Farm on the Colonial Motel property. Here's the map that I taped up to that screen 7 years ago, just trying to show people how the prison farmland connects the public lands of the Catskills and the Shawangams, and how we could have a network of trails surrounded by preserved farmland and conservation land. And not just to be for tourists, I think this could be a great amenity for local people as well. On hot summer nights, families could go to Colony Farm for ice cream, then take a walk to the top of the hill to see the view. We have been picking up litter along Route 209 in anticipation of something good happening in front of Colony Farm. Shoppers and tourists could fill a farmer's market or festival area in front of Colony Farm. With its road frontage and good visibility on Shawangam Mountain Scenic Byway and its name recognition, Colony Farm is a well-known brand. Everybody knows how to find that. And to me, it's a symbol of small-town America, and I want to preserve that thing. There's a new spirit in the Ellenville area, the hope that we will once again be a recreational gateway to the mountains. So I'm hoping that you will support the, or vote for the resolution of support for the Colony Farm Agritourism funding project. Thank you.
And with that said, if we look at our agenda 136, the Neville project, that's still on hold and session is done. So
you want to just withdraw it for now?
Yeah, let's withdraw it. I spoke to some folks from Neville today, and they're still working on things, but that's not important at this time. So let's go to Resolution 263, supporting the Town of Wawarsing's consolidated funding application regarding Colony Farm Agritourism Project.
I'll move it.
Jim?
Second.
Second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. All right, John. All you're right. Good to go unanimously. So
thank you so much.
Thank you once again.
Have you had any contacts with the federal government?
Boy, I saw the same thing this morning.
Federal government has been looking to place a slaughterhouse in the Hudson Valley, and they looked at the old charade.
Should they have breakfast for you, please?
Yeah, if you buy it.
That would be an excellent location. I was involved in the Southern Capitals slaughterhouse.
Now, just before I go, I'm going to go back up to the minutes of June 2nd, if everybody had a chance to look at them. Are there any additions, deletions, and corrections? If not, a motion then to approve.
I'll make the motion.
Second. Jim, any other, if no discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, very good. We'll pass those around. And with that, I have to bid you fondue. And because I have a date with the lady in JFK.
Drive safely.
Thanks.
Drive slow over the bridge.
I figured I had to lock the door in the person's BMW just now, but so I'm working on learning how to drive the damn thing. Okay, thank you all. I apologize for being
Thanks,
late.
TJ.
Not a problem.
Moving on, resolution number 264, appointing a member of the Ulster County Planning Board, Joseph Saugerties.
Move.
Second.
There you go. Any discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolution 265, the inclusion of additional lands in the agricultural districts within the Ulster County, as recommended by the Ulster County Agricultural and Farmland Protection Board.
So
Department
moved.
Planning.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried unanimously. 266, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with the City of Kingston to implement shared tourism services, Department of Tourism.
Move.
Second.
Is this done every year?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the building that we occupy at the Lower Broadway.
Oh, okay. So it's just... Okay.
Yes. Let's see. My resolution number 292.
You didn't get it.
Oh. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution 292, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with BAE Systems Control, Inc. UCAD.
Move.
Second.
Any questions, comments, or concerns?
This is rebuilding 6 buses, right?
Yes. Anything else? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried. Resolution 293, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with HVEA Engineers, Department of Planning. Dennis, a brief overview.
This is part of that rail trail, Hudson Valley Rail Trail Phase 4.
Aye.
And it extends from the end of the old New Falls Road by the fire company out to South Road.
My district.
So that's why he wants it.
Did Herb make the motion?
Yes.
Right. Second.
Any discussion?
I just had I looked at the contract, and it had a clause in there about there's a deadline on the completion of the contract, and in there was a clause about granting an extension if there was any delay in the work that was, like, if the delay was implemented by the county. So I would assume, like, hypothetically, when I heard about a delay, I'm thinking of potential issues with court stuff with the rail. Would that be something?
No, the rail is
more like
totally
secret process, something like that. Yeah. That would. You know,
I was just thinking of what types of situations that would arise.
That would be that would one delay the project. We have some right-of-way acquisition, too. As I said, the possible delay is right-of-way acquisition.
Okay, that was my only question.
I didn't realize you had to purchase some right-of-way.
Yeah. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried unanimously. Any new business? Anyone? Old business.
Did we have a response around the broadband stuff? Definitely. Krista had requested an update
from
Bob. So
He was
supposed to be here.
He was invited.
Invited.
Mm. He didn't give Krista an update. He said he was going to give it to TJ, but it's my understanding that he didn't TJ.
I'd like to put it back on for next month. I mean, I'd really, you know, at least understand where we're moving.
Mm-hmm. Reissue the invite?
Yes, please.
So, done. Okay. Anything else, old business?
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Second.
All those in favor?
Killed it, Jim.
Huh?
You killed it.
Okay, let me get the machine on.
Right.
Yes, I said to Marbara, I'll never make it by 7:30, but yes, I am.
Thank you. And it's 6:48.